Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 403. That's 403. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive either a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free of charge, including postage and handling. The Lord gave me salvation free of charge, and it's free to you as well. Therefore, I will not be caught selling anything gospel. This is free, absolutely free to you from the Lord. And those of you that don't have Bibles and you can't afford one, just let me know and I'll send you a Bible as well. I have hundreds of pieces of literature and thousands of tapes, far above, I've been told, by people that run universities, is far above university teaching. So we get right into the core of the soul, right into the core of the very soul. So right now we have singing. We have also music. We have a big gospel choir and a lot of musicians, very, very good. Then we also have a Bible reading and a message right from the throne of God. And some testimonies. Right now, Father, we come to you in faith, believing that whatsoever we ask, it shall be done unto us. And Lord, you know that the thing that I want more than anything, and it is pertaining to you, that we have the very best gospel program today that we've ever had, that it'll bring souls to you, and that people will be taught that you speak and you hear. He that made the ear, can he not hear? And it's your will that we pray always, because we're living in a world full of turmoil and pain and suffering, and people are not even able to pay their bills, and they see that the entire world is over with, because it's being run by a bunch of people that are hell-bent to destroy it. Lord, we ask that people will receive salvation, because there's hope in no one else but you, Jesus, and Father, Holy Spirit. We know that the Father, you Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are all one. And therefore, we must come to you as one God, one Christ, one Savior. We know, Jesus, that you were God come in the flesh. And the reason we thank you, Jesus, is because you're the only human being that kept every commandment. And you had the Spirit of God in you that helped you do it. And now you send us yourself, which you've become the quickening spirit, the life-giving spirit, that gives us the same advantage over sin, the flesh, death, hell, and the grave. And if anyone receives you, they have the very same advantage that you did to be able to put sin down. And in order for us to be able to do that, we must first be washed in your precious blood that takes away the sins of the world. That's the only commodity in the entire universe that will take away our sins. And Lord, we pray that people will reach out in faith to receive the blood that you shed on the cross at Calvary. The living God come in the human flesh. And so we honor God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the spiritual realm, but we also honor Jesus who came in the flesh, who this man, this flesh, this body of flesh, because he had God's Spirit in him, and we may have God's Spirit in us as well, showed us that it's easy. It was easy for him to keep the commandments. It was not easy in that he took suffering away from us, because he suffered more than us all. But we know that we have to honor Jesus, the man, and also Jesus, the Son. Jesus, the man, overcame it all by the power of God in him. And you can receive, you people out in Radio Land, All of you that are unsaved and those of you that are in the church that are wavering, you're discouraged because you don't have enough money to pay your bills. You may have some dreaded sickness, but the promises of God are true. Every one of them. He has healed us, and he said that he would, that we prosper richly. Some of us are poor, but we don't mind, but we're rich in faith. Praise the Lord! I'm so glad that I'm rich in faith. And I pray, Lord, that you'll make all the listeners of this program that really want to go to heaven, that they'll be rich in faith, and that they'll pray and resist Satan like the rest of us, because it is a commandment, it's within the contract that we signed with you, the new covenant, that we are to resist Satan. We are to flee from the very appearance of evil. And if we don't do it, then we've broken contract with you, Jesus, with you, Father. The new covenant is that we resist the devil. And the way we do that is we preach the gospel and we're good to the brothers and sisters. We love the brothers and sisters. And if we hate the brethren, the sisters, then the love of God is not in us and we are not saved. And so therefore, Father, I pray that you will pour out the power on all Christians today and let us stick together like the wheel, the big wheel is the church, and the wee little wheel, the wheel within the wheel is you, is the power of God. So the power of God has to be in the church, in each individual of the church, each member of your body. Lord, we ask it that souls will be saved, that they'll catch on to the Word of God, that it will dwell richly in their hearts, and that they'll not forget it, that they'll continue on in your Word, because the Word was in the beginning and it's in the end, it's the first and the last. It's the Word is Christ, the Almighty God. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to you, Father. You, Jesus. And therefore, we ask that the souls be saved and the church be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus, the one who overcame everything, the first begotten from the dead. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Well, I turned around while I'm praying. I hope I was picked up by the bikes. Amen. I had my eyes tightly closed, and I did a complete circle here. Now, you've all heard Shadrach by another singer, Faig Springman, but we have one of the most beautiful orchestras and choirs that's going to do Shadrach for you. This is Ralph Carmichael's Orchestra and Singers on Light Records. It's just, the record label name is Light, L-I-G-H-T, and this album is called 24 Classics. And here it is. Ralph Carmichael was Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Children in the fire, we burn this.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What we need is more witnesses in the world like those guys. Amen?
Amen.
It didn't make any difference. They were not slow to answer the king when he stated that they had to bow down before the golden idol, and they said, no, if you don't, we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And that's exactly, he says, yeah, well, you know, we don't mind, go right ahead, because God is with us. And when the king looked in there, there was another one in the fiery furnace with him that looked like the Son of Man, the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
And it was Jesus. And the Bible plainly tells us, and God's promises are true, his covenant is true. If we keep his commandments, he'll give us the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if we keep his commandments, we'll be able to discern the new covenant, what we were reading from the second chapter of the book of James yesterday. And everybody was under condemnation of the law. As long as we keep the new covenant, if we break the new covenant, we've had it. We're back under the law. And so a lot of people try to say that the law is done away with when we become saved. But there's too much evidence in the Bible that shows us that if people turn back to the world, and a lot of people have, then they fall back under the law, the moral law, and they have broken the new covenant. And some people, I just heard T.D. Jakes again, said, nobody's perfect. And Jesus said, you have to be perfect to be in the kingdom of heaven. And he really knows how to, you know, get everybody stirred up, jump up and down and all that. But jumping up and down isn't going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. So you better be careful who you listen to. The Lord says, take heed how you hear. Amen?
Amen.
But the Lord had a covenant in the kingdom of heaven. I mean, he was God, and he is God. And the Bible, the Word of God, which is the covenant. Jesus said that Satan would have a church and a government and a media, a mouth. In the kingdom of heaven, Satan stated that, get off the throne, God, I'll be God. That's really something. Just, in other words, that's like you baked a pan full of cookies, and when the cookies come, says, move over, I'm taking over. Well, what would you do? I think I'd just crumble that cookie up and throw him in the trash. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that's what Satan had stated to the Lord, that he would take God's place. And that's what he told Adam and Eve. Well, he couldn't take God's place in the kingdom of heaven. He was thrown out. And so he looked down here and saw a bunch of people made out of the dirt of the ground, and he figured, I've got a better chance down here. I've got a great chance here on earth, because these people are not spirit, and they have no power. They broke the covenant with God. He told them, he promised them that he would send their souls to hell, that they would lose everything. They'd be kicked out of the garden if they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He told them that they would die, and that the rule that God gave them over this world would be ended if they did that, because God wants somebody that he can rule. He's a king, and kings must have kingdoms, and they must have subjects. And so people have to subject themselves under him, or else if you put Satan, if you become a subject of Satan, then you made Satan king over you. You did that to yourself. Human beings did that to themselves. So when he was down here, he had to fake a kingdom. He had to have a church. And then, of course, church and state are the same in the kingdom of heaven. But he had to make it. When he made this false church, he also made a government that is false. That's the Antichrist church, government, and the media. because they have to have a voice. He has to have little imps going around telling people what the new laws are, which are totally contrary to the law of God. So he wanted to take God's place. And, of course, he failed. Satan took away the earth's relationship that God had given to Adam by Satan deceived Adam's wife. So that's why you got a lot of bad wives that just listen to the devil all the time. Then there's no possible way that you're going to be able to receive anything from God. The Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God to keep all the commandments, and then whatsoever you ask, it will be given unto you. So he deceived Adam's wife. Eve then deceived Adam, because it's amazing how the weaker vessel has that much deceptive power over the one that God made the head. And so even man was deceived by woman. So Eve became the devil's first evangelist through Satan. And communication with God for man was over with. Once you put God, Satan as your king, there's no more communication with the Lord. And therefore people perish because they don't have the knowledge of God. There's no possible way. They ask God things. Oh, God, when their son gets in an automobile accident, a motorcycle accident, or they get some dreaded disease, they start calling out to God, but God won't hear you because you are ruled. You've made Satan your king. And it doesn't make any difference. People don't like to hear from people of the Lord like myself. They'd like to receive some false accusation against me so that they figure that they don't have to listen to me. But listen, you, I'm preaching right from the Word of God, okay? And the mm-hmm. things that they're telling you are false. And if I could prove it that it's false, all right? If I thought that it would do any good for you, but if you have to believe the people of God that are preaching God's Word, or not. Now, there's a lot of people that are claiming that they're preaching God's Word, and they're not at all. So after they fell and they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, in mercy towards humanity, God made a plan of redemption, a redemption plan, to redeem people, to bring them back to their original state. But the provision is that they listen to God. And not Satan anymore. And not to listen to people say that you can't be perfect, because Adam and Eve were perfect until they did exactly the opposite of God said. God said, don't eat from that tree or you're going to die. And they did die. Do you see Adam and Eve around anymore?
No.
I mean, I've been to New York. I've been to Europe, to the Middle East. I haven't seen them. Amen?
Amen.
Somehow they're gone, just like God said they would be gone. They died. So God put together a redemption plan for those who would, for only those who would believe God instead of Satan. Now, the world government today is telling you what Satan says, and they're getting their orders from the Vatican. Now, the media is coming up with everything in the world to distract your mind from the fact. I mean, they come up with the spinach, the E. coli, the Ebola, and all kinds of eyes. And now they're coming up with, you know, who's going to be the best president. None of them are going to be any good. I mean, people get so intense listening to them because you're used to listening to Satan's lies. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so hard for you to pull yourself away from your God, the devil, who is no God at all. So only those who believe God instead of Satan, God has put together this plan for them to escape hell in the lake of fire. So God sent Christ, in other words, himself, into the world in a man that was made out of the dirt of the ground, Christ. God's Son. And God's Son had to die and shed his blood to bring the plan of salvation into reality so that people could realize. And Jesus had to come into the world to tell people, because nobody really knew God that well except the prophets. And so he was like an arbitrary figure. Well, you couldn't really put your finger on what God was, what he liked, what he didn't like. And there, until the law on Mount Sinai, where God, everybody in the country of Israel, all Israelites heard God's voice. And there was a big earthquake, and there was a shaking, an earthquake, and there was the sound of the shofars, which are the trumpets, and there was smoke billowing up and fire, and all of a sudden this voice came roaring out of the heavens with the Ten Commandments. And all of them were so frightened that they fell on their face, and they told Moses, "Don't let God talk to us anymore. You let God talk to you, Moses, and then you come and tell us what he said, because he frightens us too much." And the Lord told Moses that people will not serve me unless they fear me, because my word is contract. It's written in the blood of my only begotten Son, and you break that law and you're not going to make it into heaven. And don't listen to T.D. Jakes or any of these fools that are preaching my word wrong, because a fool is a person that doesn't believe the word. The word is God. Amen?
Amen.
And they're preaching it wrong. No one is perfect. Of course, you can sin, he says. And all these people in this congregation are jumping up and down. Amen? Mm-hmm. They're just having a ball because he just sets them free to sin. But the Lord says, only those who receive his word and keep his word. They don't let it slip through their fingernails and their toenails every day. That they get a good grip on his word and they don't let it depart from them. Because these are the ones that believe God, that when he says something, he means it. And so he makes this covenant, and which is the he doesn't condemn the law. So long as we keep the new covenant, then the law has no effect on us, because the law is for people that break the law. Amen?
Amen.
That's what police officers are for. The police officers are there to where if you really break the law, not nowadays, because they really, you know, once in a while you see that they catch a criminal or something like that, and that it has to be so bizarre that anybody could catch them or would know that they're satanic, because it's just like this man who had premarital sex with this woman. She had a 2-year-old boy. It's all over the news. This is what, June the what?
28th.
The 28th. And the year is 2007. It's on the news all the time. Then he impregnated her again without being married, and he's married to another woman, and she's living by herself. And she must have said something. "Listen, you're just going to have to support these kids. You're going to, or I'll go to the police, and you'll lose your job at the police force." And so he called one of his old girlfriends over, and they killed her, and they took her out in the woods and buried her. Now she's dead. And we have also O.J. Simpson, that there's no law today. We're living in the lawless society. He cut the head off of those two individuals, his wife and the wife's boyfriend. Of course, she, in the Old Testament, if she was caught committing adultery like she was doing, she'd be stoned to death herself. Amen?
Amen.
So, now the blood of Jesus is especially for the establishing of the new covenant. That's what it's for. Now, the new covenant means that you can't sin anymore. that you must be perfect. And the Lord, now don't be so quick to turn over to Bozo or Lassie, okay? Because when the Lord washes you in his blood and he sends his spirit into you, you have more than enough power to not sin anymore. But the problem is that the people of this world today love sin so much that they can't give it up. They're hooked on it so much. There's people that have left this church. They were married to their husband, and they left the church, and they're having sex with all kinds of men out in the world. They're impregnated and everything because they don't believe the Lord's word. They don't believe that they're going to go to hell and that they're going to be cast into the lake of fire. They just don't believe it. It doesn't make any difference whether you believe it or not. It's going to happen. And then you're going to say, oh, my God, it's true. God's word is true. The new covenant is true. So the blood of Jesus says nothing, they say. So he signed a contract with us in his blood. So what? That's all sin. Because everybody's doing it, we should do it too. So what they're letting the world do is influence them into committing sin. And they're thumbing their nose at God as though they're going to live forever and that they're not going to stand judgment. But you are. Everybody, all of us are. Unless we're born again of the Spirit, then we wind up at the mercy seat of Christ. Amen?
Amen?
The minute you sin again, you're back under the law, whether you want to be or not. The law condemns you to hell in the lake of fire. Now, the Lord said he didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill it. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the blood of Jesus is especially for the establishing of a contract, a deal with you. It's a contract, a covenant, a promise to you. I promise I'll send your soul to hell if you sin. If you knowingly, willingly start living a life of sin again, I'm sending your soul to hell. You're not going to make me look like a monkey in front of all the people of this earth that are sinning. I did all this so that I could live in you and work through you so that you could be a good testimony that God in Christ and a human being is still living in this world today. And if you don't let me do that, well, then you're worthless. You're like chaff. The ones that do, they're like sheep. The ones that won't let me work in and through them are like goats. They're like chaff to be burnt. Now, the blood of Jesus is especially for establishing this kind of a covenant. A covenant is a promise. It's a contract. Or, like I said before, God is true. He's making a deal that you really shouldn't refuse. You can refuse it because it's up to you whether you're going to go to heaven or hell. If you keep the covenant, you're going to heaven. If you break contract, I don't care who you think you are or what you think I've done wrong. Even if I did everything wrong in the world, I'm telling you the word of God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And it's still, no matter, you say, well, I saw Tony, I heard Tony Alamo did this and he did that and he did this and that and this and that and this and that. Well, so you think, well, that gets me off the hook. No, it doesn't. If I did those things, I'm going to hell too, kids. Okay? You understand? Okay? And if I was going to hell, I sure wouldn't be sitting over here in this little old one-horse town.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel to you. I'd say I got a few more years to live, and I'm going to live it up. Go to Hawaii or someplace. Okay? So a covenant is a contract or a deal that God makes with all of us. If he says, okay, you're going to heaven if you keep it, and if you don't, my promise, my covenant, my deal is you're going to hell in the lake of fire. And you're going to scream your head off for all eternity. And there's no getting around that. Okay, so the Bible tells us all the different things that we can do and that we can't do. And we were reading chapter 2. Read verse 5 of chapter 2 of the book of James here. There you go. I've got it right there. Verse 5 of chapter 2.
Listen, my beloved brethren.
He's talking to the brethren, the ones that say they want to make the contract with the Lord so that they can make it into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
This isn't to you people that have already decided that Tony Alamo's done all these things that the satanic antichrist media and government is saying, so we don't want to listen to him. I'm not talking about me. I'm giving you the word of God. Okay, now, you listen to God, whether it's me or a jackass that's preaching to you, because if you won't preach the gospel, God can even make the stones cry out. Amen?
Amen.
And he can even talk to the mouth of a donkey. He did it in the Bible one time when there was a sinner. Okay, now, go ahead, read.
Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be
rich?
Yeah,
you people that think you're so rich and that you've got these big ministries that are going worldwide and you're preaching false doctrine that no one can be perfect when God demands that you be perfect, you're making God to look like such a cruel person that he would tell you something to do that you can't do. And you're also saying, but see, everything that God tells you to do, he says, you're more than conquerors if he's living in you. But if he's not living in you, well, then you're not a conqueror at all. You just keep sinning and you can't break away from sin. You try to do it like you did before you were saved. Or, I mean, you know, you make New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to smoke anymore. Not on this New Year, 2007, and yet you probably smoked a dozen or more hundred packs of cigarettes already. $5 and something per pack, I hear. Or whatever resolutions you've made, you resolve in your heart to do these resolutions, New Year resolutions, on your own power. But realize that you're just human flesh and the flesh is weak. That's why we need to be born again. We need the Spirit of God in us, the power of God in us. The Bible says when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you'll have power after you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But you don't have any power right now. And the devil's going to hit you and you're going to go along with it because you're not powerful. And I'm preaching this gospel, this word to you. This isn't things that I make up. So no matter what you believe about me, if you're committing adultery, if you've committed fornication, if your husband puts you out of the house because you're wiping the whole house up, and you think, well, he put me out, and so I'm going to have sex with other guys. And yes, and let me tell you something else. God says you're going to hell, and you're going to the lake of fire. Okay? So you're making up your own rules. Amen?
Amen.
And man does not live by the rules of themselves, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. You don't have to listen to Satan because he's bombarding your head that's made out of dirt every second of the day. And you're listening to him. And you know, if you listen to him, you're going to be just like Eve. You're going to wind up in a sad way. Now, people are broke. They can't pay their bills. They've let this ungodly government take over our country. And it's because you just figure, well, we're nothing. But the Lord says you're sons of God if you allow the Lord to enter into you. And then if you're a son of God, you're something. Amen?
Amen.
I'm really something, folks.
Amen.
Okay? And they bring false accusations against me just like they did the Lord, just like they did Jeremiah, just like they did the Apostle Paul and all the other men of God. And so you listen to me because you're stupid and you're satanic. You listen to me because you want to sin is what it is. God never told you that you could be married, some of you people. You're not hearing from God. You wouldn't know if you were hearing from God or not, because so many of you married people that the marriage didn't last. And it was way out of order. So God establishes through the blood of Jesus, therefore, the new promise, covenant, deal, contract. And it is a dependable contract. It's very dependable. You can depend that if God says you commit adultery or fornication or you're a lesbian or you're a liar, you're going to hell. Okay?
Amen.
Well, you don't depend on that. Well, I'm telling you, you should have. You could have, you would have, you'll see, and you should have, but you didn't. You didn't. And that means you're going to scream forever and there's no relief for it. You're not going to sit down, you're not going to rest, you're not going to do anything but just scream and holler. And you're not going to get a drop of water, and you're not going to get any breath of air. It's just going to be suffocating, the most frustrating thing in the world. You say, but I just love the world so much. Well, love it. The Lord doesn't stop you. Love the world, when the Bible says, love not the world. But, you know, why can God restrict us? He's got all kinds of sex here, and we can't have that, or you can't have cigarettes, we can't get drunk, we can't have drugs, we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do this and that and this and that. But you're supposed to think about the eternal home, because our lives here are very short. It's like a vapor, a piece of grass. It's like a shadow that appears for a minute. And, you know, you stand long enough looking at your shadow outside, and pretty soon the sun goes down and the shadow's gone. You're nothing. You're just made out of clay. You were born in the flesh, but now you have to be born again of the Spirit. And once you get born again of the Spirit, that's it. You've been born, and then you were born again. And now you dastn't go out and sin anymore. Because the Lord doesn't allow you to be born again, and then born again, and born again, and born again, and born again. I hear people say, well, I'm born again. And, you know, several years ago, and I got born again now. Well, the Lord does forgive, not cardinal sins. He doesn't, if you choose to live a life of sexual promiscuity, if you choose you want to just get married because you want to have sex, and you don't really love the person doesn't care anything about serving the Lord, you're being unequally yoked with unbelievers. And the Bible forbids that. The contract says, be not. What?
Unequally yoked.
Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Well, but I just want to have sex so bad. Well, you've been letting your flesh lead you then. And the Bible says there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you have to walk after the Spirit. Why, no one does, these false prophets say. These false prophets, I mean, they say things that are very believable, because, you know, it's easy to believe that it's very hard to walk after the flesh. That's why Satan had to have a church and government, because he had to say, oh, all this stuff that's in the Bible is hogwash. But to prove that it was hell is so bad, that the lake of fire is so bad, the Son of God had to come to this world and die and shed his blood to bring the plan of salvation to reality. If hell, he cares for his creation. He doesn't want you to burn and scream, because he made the deal. And the only way that God could give us a second chance is if he came and died himself. And he had to come in human flesh so that he could have genuine human blood to shed, to take away, and he couldn't commit a sin, because he requires that none of us commit a sin. And if he did commit a sin, well, then we'd all feel that we could sin too. If God did it, why can't we? That's why these devils today are putting together the Da Vinci Code and all this, that the Lord was having sex on the side. No, never happened, because then everybody would think they could do the same thing. And they're saying the same thing about me, that I'm abusing children. This is a lie. I take good care of children.
Amen.
We've got a lot of children here, and I've never, ever abused. I believe in chastening people, not only children, but adults. I mean, if somebody is doing a bad job, I'll put them out of the church. And the Bible says to put them out, that their body will be destroyed, that their soul might be saved. That's really keeping the covenant, because he said to do it. But there's so many do-gooders today. The wound lickers, they lick the wounds of people that get... there's one person that just was saying, I hate this person, I hate that person, I hate this, I hate that. Well, the Bible says that's breaking the contract with the Lord, because he said anybody that hates the brothers or the sisters, and says it, and is saying going around the church, the love of the Father is not in them. So if it's not a Christian, I'm not supposed to be unequally yoked with that Christian or that person that calls himself a Christian. So I put him out, because I don't want somebody. And then another one put up his fist and was going to fight, and he's been warned several times before, so I put him out this morning, sent him back to where he came from. This is worldly things, you know, where you have fist fights and things like that, and people are walking away from him, and he's just chasing after him and wanting to fight. This man is a demon. Some supposed to be pastors will allow that to go on in their church, to where the real good people don't want to come there anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to have some bully in the church. Do you?
No.
Would you like somebody chasing you and putting up their fist to you?
No.
No. So there's only one method that God has that he made. And he made it obscure. Put it out of focus or blurry. It was blurred. He allowed it to be blurred by Satan. Satan blurred it. So, or his relationship would be over. Satan has to lie, or his relationship to rulership over mankind would be blurry. So he has to lie and make people that are preaching the truth look evil. So, and he has to make the plan of salvation out of focus. He's got people praying to Mary like she's the Savior. They say, well, Mary, Jesus was a man, and he used to whip people and stuff like that. Yes, he did. He's God. God says he's God, and he will have his way in a whirlwind. Amen?
Amen.
And so Mary never died on the cross for your sins. She's of no value to you whatsoever. Mary, mother, you know, mother of God and all this kind of stuff. Oh, stay away from that. Amen?
Amen.
This is blasphemy. So this is all blurred by Satan, and his relationship would be over if he didn't blur it. To do this, in order for Satan to make a big mess out of everything, to blur your eyes, yeah, he had to do something what was very efficient, because the human brain is not that bright. Satan must first convince people that he doesn't exist. And he has done a real good job of that. I mean, when people are lying to you, you don't think of it that it's a very handsome man or a beautiful woman. And they're telling you every kind of lie in the world, and you just believe them because they're pretty. Isn't that sick? In heaven, Satan converted one-third of the angels in heaven. They believed this weak liar instead of the powerful, truthful God. And they were all cast down from heaven to earth. Satan saw the beauty, the splendor and heavenly bliss which God had created in the Garden of Eden. And with envy and hatred, Satan viewed the two innocents there in that garden that God had blessed, and to whom God had given dominion over all this world. Well, he couldn't take over heaven, so he wanted to take over this earth. And he had to do it by, there's no legal means that he could use to take over this world. He had to do it by lying. Satan obscured everything that God had said. He observed that in the cool of the evenings, Jesus would come into the garden to communicate with Adam and Eve. This was before their sin. There were no barriers between Adam and Eve and God's creation. Or Adam and Eve and God and his creation. And God. And they spoke frequently. And they were friends. Creation was speaking to their wonderful Creator, unafraid. Their communication with the Lord Jesus Christ was the high point of every day. They loved to communicate with God. They loved to search the Lord, the heavens, and they loved to talk to Him in the garden. It was so beautiful because there was no sin. If there's sin on your soul, you're afraid of God. If you've got fear in your heart and soul, it's because you know deep down, your conscience knows deep down, that there's something in your soul, something that you did, something on your soul that you haven't repented of, and you're guilty, and you know it. And the people of these two, Adam and Eve, would learn from God the glories of God, the meaning of all things, and the assurance by this fellowship that God really loved them. And God really does love us. All He wants you to do, He wants to communicate with you. He wants you, if you've committed sins ignorantly, you didn't know these things, and you get to Him right now, He'll forgive you. But if you decided to live a life of sin, and you just do it every day and say, well, I don't have the power, then you don't have God. If you've got God, you've got the power to withstand, to not sin. They were told the consequences of disobedience or disbelief of the one command to not touch or eat from the tree in the midst of the garden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because now that you know good and evil, look at all the evil you know today. And is it do you any good? No. You could watch all this stuff going on today and be part of it, and there's no reward whatsoever. At the end of the day, you're still frightened. You're even more frightened than you were before because you're laying your head down, and you don't know that God won't take your life. What I suggest to you is that you get saved right away. Now, Satan knew that in heaven, he was very cunning. His cunning was such that it had enabled him to deceive one-third of heaven's population to his pointless cause and destructive end. What he did is he felt that having had that much success in heaven, even though he had ultimately failed there, he may be able to succeed in taking away from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden their control of the world that God had given to them. And he did just that. The scriptures say that to whosoever's voice you will listen to, that he is your master. Who is your master? Are you listening to your flesh, to the devil? Well, if you're listening to your flesh or your own ideas or your own opinions, you're listening to the devil. That's what the Bible says. That's what the contract says, the new contract, the New Testament, the deal that God gives you, the second chance deal called the New Covenant. So if you want to continue doing that, the Lord doesn't make a robot out of you, then you will have to continue doing that and then just pay the consequences at the end of the line. But if you want to make a covenant with the Lord, and receive all your sins washed away in the blood of Jesus, and have Christ come into you where you can do all things are possible. Only believe that God gives you this power. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now, and it's for your benefit, whether you believe me or not, read the Bible, and what I'm saying to you is absolutely true. Believe God. I'm not preaching Tony Alamo. I'm preaching me, my God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So say these words to the Lord right now to be saved. Say to him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sin. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me, even the sins that I did today. Those of you that have never believed the new covenant, that he will send your soul to hell. If you break one commandment, you've broken them all. You have to be steadfast. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell them four different ways they can receive a copy of this program, number 403, absolutely free of charge, including postage and handling. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, praise the Lord. Now here, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message of truth. And this is Ralph Carmichael again on the same album, 24 Classics. It's orchestra and singers. I don't believe the singers sing on this one. It's reach out to Jesus and keep reaching out to him. Don't reach into the world. Reach out to Jesus. Elvis Presley did this one. These recordings of Ralph Carmichael.